Village Green Apothecary, they've created a unique free program called the Essentials of Healthy Living, or EHL for short. EHL helps you develop a customized plan to take the guesswork out of which supplements you need. Visit their Bethesda location at 5415 West Cedar Lane and check out their easy-to-use EHL display. You can get free information cards about your health needs, from chronic ailments to heart health, allergies, or dietary issues. You'll find EHL information.
Hello, welcome to the Essentials of Healthy Living, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda. I'm Dana Lake, your host for the next hour, reminding you that this show is streamed through myvillagegreen.com. That's myvillagegreen.com. And we're on the air every Thursday morning from 9 to 10 a.m., trying to bring you the latest information in diet, nutrition, and healthy lifestyles. Please visit the Village Green site or the store at Cedar Lane. You get expert advice in both places on supplements, diet, and your health. An excellent place to go. Today we're going to have a guest, Dr. Shosh, and we will be talking about omega-3 fatty acids. We will also be talking about women and omega-3s, pregnancy, and postpartum depression. So we have a lot to cover. And leading up to that, I have some news to give you and a little prep work here so that when we talk to Dr. Shosh, we're all up to speed on what she'll be talking about. Let's go over a little bit about the omegas, the omega-3, 6, and 9 fatty acids. And some people are familiar with what those are. Two of them are essentials. That means we have to consume them because we don't make them in our body. And that's the omega-6 and the omega-3 fatty acids. And omega-6 are technically called linoleic acid. Omega-3s are technically called alpha-linolenic acid. And what you all have probably heard of is EPA and DHA. Now, omega-6s come primarily from corn, safflower, sunflower oils, vegetables, evening primrose oil, and borage oil. So you may have heard of those. Omega-3s come primarily from fish sources as EPA and DHA. The precursor to EPA and DHA are beans, nuts, seeds, and seaweed. Egg yolks included as well. So omega-3 fatty acids can be found in plant substances as ALA, that's that alpha-linolenic acid I mentioned. But that has to convert to EPA and DHA, and that conversion is not always efficient. Humans can convert, cats can't. And that is why cats have to be carnivores. They have to get from the fish or the animals the EPA and DHA. But humans convert. However, many humans do not convert efficiently from ALA to EPA and DHA. Now let's talk about the omega-3s and why they're so important. Omega-3s function in the cell membrane. They have to do with structure. They're important for brain development and neurological development, for being smart, your cognitive skills. They're very important for vision development and vision function, for mood and behavior, and neurological function. Fertility and reproduction. Omega-3 is core to fertility and reproduction, and it's important for hormones. The omega-3s become a whole series of hormones, and cardiovascular health as well as immunity. They are well known to be anti-inflammatory and critical for epithelial health. That's your skin, your mucous membranes. So what do we see when there's omega-3 deficiency? Well, it's not hard to figure out. Number one, brain development is altered. Cognitively, there is a decline. There's also a problem with vision function, vision acuity. There can be neurological symptoms, mood and behavior disorders, infertility, all kinds of growth and developmental delays from the very mild to the severe. In adults, we tend to see generalized inflammation and immune disorders. Cardiovascular diseases show up again in adults and later in life. But the skin conditions from omega-3 deficiencies, such as eczema and dermatitis, will show up in infants through adults. An odd little symptom is hard earwax and frequent urination and excess thirst. So those are just little keys. It's interesting to note that U.S. intakes are among the lowest in the world, and the consumption of trans fatty acids blocks the important EPA and DHA, and it is DHA that babies' brains require. DHA is critical in brain structure, function, and development. Now, what other blockers are there to absorption? I mentioned margarine and trans fatty acids. And the effect of trans fatty acids are multi-generational. Many people say, oh, my grandmother ate margarine, but we don't do it. There is a long-term effect when margarine is consumed throughout someone's lifestyle. So for two or three generations, there is a negative effect on fertility, hormones, brain development, etc. A low-fat diet is also a blocker to getting omega-3s in, and bile acid sequestrants. Those are used to reduce cholesterol. That will reduce omega-3, which is beneficial and gives you ideal lipid levels and is good for cardiovascular. So people say, when is the most important time to have omega-3s? Well, the answer is all stages of life, from pre-pregnancy to fertility to prenatal, infancy, children, adults, and the elderly. It doesn't matter. It's all important. I guess if I had to assign importance, it is critical in development. And what is not consumed for good fertility and a good pregnancy and good prenatal care and infant development is going to have a profound effect on that child for life. So I would say that those first stages are so important. And the testing is done on the red blood cell membrane, and we look also for elevated DPA, which is just a marker of the fact that omega-3 fatty acids are deficient. And the recommendations can be from 500 to 3,000 milligrams, and it's better to consume the omega-3 fatty acids that, of course, have been distilled so there is no or extremely low levels of toxins, and no solvent has been used. So that's your cliff notes on omega-3 fatty acids, and a few words on pregnancy as to what we look at when we're looking for a healthy pregnancy. We want good prenatal care, but we take into consideration genetics, family history, medications, exposures, nutrition prior to pregnancy, as well as nutrition during pregnancy. So a healthy pregnancy and a healthy child are the results. And just to talk a little bit about risk factors, and we will talk a little bit more about it, they're contributors to a whole range of problems in child development, from the physical and cognitive to the sensory, behavioral, communication, and neurological. The more risk factors that are present, the higher the risk for more complications in development. And I think that's easy to understand. When we step back and look at pregnancy issues or illness or anything, I've said this a lot and it bears repeating. Everything we experience is environmental modification of gene expression. It's what we come into the world with and what we do with that. And that's called epigenetics or gene expression. Our genes are plastic. What our grandparents and parents do affect multiple generations. What we do affects multiple generations. And we have the ability to do it positively and or negatively. So again, it's your innate health status, your genetic predisposition, and what's done to that. And we call the environment diet, water, lifestyle, exposures, toxins, stress, and again, all of that can be both positive and negative. Well, we've covered the basics, and I'm glad you've tuned in, and I hope you stay with us. We're going to be talking about omega-3s. We'll talk about pregnancy. We'll talk also about postpartum depression with Dr. Shosh, so please stay with us. We will be back right after this break.
You've been listening to the Essentials of Healthy Living show, so isn't it time you visited the store that brought you this great program? At Village Green Apothecary, you can find all the products you need to support your healthy lifestyle. They have just what you need for a healthier lifestyle, from vitamins and minerals to body care products and books. Best of all, they'll give you the kind of personalized service you just won't get at a chain drugstore. Visit them at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, or call 301-530-0800.
Since 1973, Megafood has been providing supplements which harness the power of phytonutrient-rich whole foods. For optimum nutrition and true vitality, we need foods which have not been damaged by heat. Megafood's state-of-the-art cold fusion process naturally protects the delicate phytonutrients present in whole food. Supplement daily with an easy-to-digest Megafood formula and enjoy the best that food has to offer. For information, call 800-848-2542.
Bridging the gap between naturaceuticals and pharmaceuticals, that's the concept behind Zymogen's new exclusive and patented line of formulas, which utilize sophisticated delivery technologies to focus on specific molecular targets. The Zymogen EP line features Immunitix 3-6, a potent ingredient that has demonstrated a measurable ability to prime and enhance immune cell function. Applications include immune system support and support for white blood cell recovery following radiation therapy and other bone marrow-affecting treatments. Ask your functional medicine consultant for complete details. For over 10 years, Nordic Naturals has been the world leader in crafting omega-3 fish oils that are great for the body and for the planet. They work one-on-one with researchers and select fishermen to harvest only those fish species that are flourishing. With Nordic Naturals, you get all the benefits of omega-3, a strong heart, clear eyes, and flexible joints, plus the reassurance that their products are environmentally friendly. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Are you one of the 100 million Americans who suffer from digestive difficulties? Often poor digestion is caused by an imbalance in the intestinal bacteria. The solution for enhanced digestion, enhanced health, and enhanced immunity is Gerodophilus EPS. Gero's enhanced probiotic system is enteric-coated and able to deliver up to 200 times more of its 8 strains of beneficial bacteria directly to the intestines in a vegetarian capsule. Ask for Gerodophilus EPS at your local health food store, or go to Gero.com. That's Jarrow for the best in probiotic supplements.
Hello, welcome back, listeners, to the Essentials of Healthy Living, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda. I'm Dana Lake, alternating the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro to bring a wide variety of information about your health. And I want you to tune in next week and listen to Kevin. He'll be interviewing Adrian Clamp, MD, who is a holistic physician, and they'll have a lot of good discussions for you. On this show today, we are talking with Dr. Shosh, and her name is Dr. Shoshana Bennett, but we call her Dr. Shosh, and that's what she prefers to be called. And we're going to talk with her about omega-3 fatty acids, and we'll talk about postpartum depression. She is a pioneer and a leading expert in the field of postpartum depression, and the author of Postpartum Depression for Dummies, I love that, and co-author of Beyond the Blues, Understanding and Treating Prenatal and Postpartum Depression. And I want to welcome you to the show, Dr. Shosh.
Thanks so much, Dana. Wonderful to be here.
Well, I know you have a lot of important things to say, and as you know, in the beginning, the few minutes, we sort of went over omega-3 basics, and we started in on some risk factors in pregnancy, and both of those subjects are important. First of all, tell us a little bit more about your work and how important you've been. You've affected an awful lot of women worldwide. Tell us a little bit about that, and then we'll go into the omega-3s.
Sure. You know, I started out as a special education teacher, not as a therapist, and everything was going very well. This is in the early 80s, and my husband and I were looking forward to the birth of our first child, and again, everything was great. Pregnancy was great. Everything was fine socially, professionally. When I had a baby, I lost myself. I did not know what hit me, but there was nothing but doom and gloom. It was very scary, and those who know me know I am typically a very upbeat, happy, positive-thinking person, and I sunk into a very serious, actually a suicidal depression. I just thought I was the worst mother on the face of the planet. You know, I didn't know what was going on with me. I wasn't having feelings I thought I ought to have as a mom, and I was having very scary, obsessive thoughts going through my mind. I wasn't enjoying being a mother at all. And I went through it twice, undiagnosed. So I recovered the first time about 2.5 years after my daughter was born. I missed the infancy and toddlerhood of my firstborn, and then sunk again very deeply when my son was born a few years later. So when I finally realized that there was a name for what I was going through and what I had been suffering on and off for years, you know, postpartum depression, I vowed to myself I would never let another mom and her family suffer the way we had. And I studied everything I could get my hands on from all over the world, and realized that the United States was, well, at that time anyway, light years behind other countries, and we're catching up. But I started studying about natural and alternative treatments for postpartum depression, what was safe and what wasn't, with the psychiatric meds, and that launched me into a completely different career. And I'm so happy to say that at this point, I have helped over 18,000 women worldwide, and I cannot think of a more satisfying job than to help pregnant women and new moms get their happy selves back as fast as possible.
Well, that's very well said. I know you've been on 2020 as well, been featured, and certainly had exposure, and it's an important subject. So we're very happy to have you talk about it. Where do you want to start?
Oh, I can talk about how to tell the difference between a normal new mom, those feelings, you know, it's hard enough just becoming a mother, and what crosses the line into a postpartum depression, if you think that would be helpful for your listeners.
Or I think that's
we can talk about the keys to prevention. I'm all about prevention, I'm sure, just as you are. We're on the same page with that, Dana.
Yes, yes, and yes. Well, let's start with some of the signs and symptoms to help people identify it, not only in themselves, but in those around them.
Sure. You know, baby blues is very normal. Baby blues happens to about 80% most of new mothers. So a couple of weeks of mild symptoms, of ups and downs, of crying for no reason, you know, a Hallmark commercial comes on and you burst into tears, you have no idea why, you know, some feelings of vulnerability, dependency, that is very, very normal. But again, it should be mild. It doesn't feel good, but it's mild. And it should be gone by 2 to, at the outset, 3 weeks postpartum. So the two ways you really tell the difference between the normal baby blues and a postpartum depression or another mood or anxiety disorder postpartum is by those two ways, by the duration of the symptoms. Anything past 3 weeks, even if it's mild, is now called postpartum depression. Or by the severity of the symptoms. As in my case, once that placenta was delivered, I dropped down into, you know, down into that proverbial well. You know, I became a shell of my old self. So it was immediate for me. And, of course, it overlapped the first couple baby blues weeks. So whenever the symptoms become severe enough to get in the way of a mom's daily functioning, she should not wait. She should get help right away. So if she's experiencing difficulty sleeping at night when the baby is sleeping, that is a big sign. Any kind of insomnia, difficulty sleeping at nighttime, a big, big warning sign. She should get help right away. If she has appetite changes, typically it's a loss of appetite, but sometimes it goes in the complete opposite direction, and she's eating everything in sight and craving, you know, carbohydrates and sugars and things like that. If she is irritable or angry, just short-tempered, well, it could be a lot of things. You know, it could be a sleep deprivation. It could be burnout. It could be other things. But it, you know, depression sometimes manifests as anger. if she is certainly hopeless, if she's thinking my life is over and anybody could do this better than I, you know, if you hear a new mother say my baby doesn't like me, you know, low self-esteem, or my baby is rejecting my milk, things like this, if she's taking the baby's behavior personally, she needs some help. She needs to be speaking with a psychotherapist who really does specialize in this area. So those are some of certainly anxiety as well. I don't want to forget to mention that one. Anxiety, being worried about things. Many times women will call me and they'll say, Dr. Shosh, I'm not really sad. I don't think I'm depressed, but I'm worried about everything. And, you know, my husband goes to work and I'm worried he's going to get in a car crash and I'm worried something might happen to my child and I just can't relax ever. You know, that is also something to listen for. And again, the short-temperedness. Women will sometimes say, I'm not sad, but I'm snapping at my toddler and I'm yelling at my husband when he comes home from work and I know he doesn't deserve it and that makes me feel all guilty. You know, again, that could be a number of things, but it certainly could be depression. So those are the basic ways that you can tell if it's something normal or if it's something really over the line.
Well, you've given this list very well, and I think it's important to kind of highlight it. It's the mild baby blues and the hormonal changes and vulnerability in 2 to 3 weeks is not a problem. It's typical for the hormone changes.
Right.
But when it's longer and it's over 3 weeks, even if it's mild, people need to start paying attention, and the severity makes a difference, and we look for difficulty sleeping, because we all know that when you're deprived of sleep, it affects mood, it affects cognition.
That's
and
right.
Behavior, and those appetite changes, as well as negative feelings, taking personally what the baby doesn't do or does do, and the anxiety and worry. Have we hit on all of them?
Well, certainly not all of them, but those are some of the most important and the most common. But what's most important is that if you have feelings or symptoms that are really taking over a lot of your day and really interfering with your daily functioning, even if you don't hear it mentioned on this program, absolutely don't hesitate to get help. It is worth it. You know, and what I want to say to new moms is that it's your primary responsibility to make sure that you're okay, you know, spiritually, emotionally, psychologically, physically, because your family is rotating around you. So the most responsible thing to do is to talk with a health practitioner that you trust, get some specialized help, because if you're not okay, your family's not okay, and you deserve to be happy.
Well, you've said it very well, and we're going to take a brief break. I want to remind you, listeners, that you're listening to Dr. Shosh, and we are talking right now about postpartum depression. We will cover some of the prevention and talk more about it, and weave into our discussion the omega-3 fatty acids as well. You are listening to The Essentials of Healthy Living, and I'm Dana Lake, your host. Please stay with us. We will be right back after this brief break.
Ever wish you had a healthy living coach? Well, you do. Village Green Apothecary has 45 trained professionals who are here to help you, including pharmacists, nutritionists, an herbalist, and naturopaths. They take the time to really know you and give you a customized solution to your healthcare needs. From vitamins and minerals to compounded prescriptions, they have the personalized answers you need to create your healthy lifestyle. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or call 301-530-0800.
Did you know the average American consumes 135 pounds of sugar a year? Get the lowdown on sugar and the natural support of GlucoCare from Himalaya Herbal Healthcare. GlucoCare has been clinically proven to maintain blood sugar levels within normal range. It also supports normal triglycerides and cholesterol levels and normally functioning cells of the pancreas. Get the lowdown on sugar and reach for all-natural GlucoCare by Himalaya Herbal Healthcare, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Broccoli,
ew.
Asparagus,
yes.
Blueberries,
what?
Brussels sprouts.
No.
If your family is like most, they're not getting enough of these. So you need help to keep them healthy. TwinLab Daily One multivitamins are a higher potency formula, delivering 20 important nutrients, including powerful antioxidants. Protect your family with Daily One Multivitamins from TwinLab, the most trusted name in vitamins. TwinLab vitamins are available at all Better Health and Natural Food stores.
Wondering how to turn your bedroom into a hothouse? The answer is Hot Plants, the natural herbal way to make sex fun, vibrant, and satisfying. Two unique formulas, one for him and one for her, developed by Chris Killam, the medicine hunter. Chris's book, Hot Plants, features these exciting products from enzymatic therapy. Hot Plants from the Science of Enzymatic Therapy, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Isn't it time you visited Village Green Apothecary? They've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for over 40 years, and they still take the time to really know each of their customers and provide individualized attention and personalized service. With over 10,000 products in stock, they have just what you need for a healthier lifestyle, from vitamins and minerals to a full array of natural beauty care products and health-related books. Visit them at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda or call 301-530-0800. Village Green.
Hello, listeners. Welcome back to the Essentials of Healthy Living, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda. I'm Dana Lake, alternating this show with Dr. Kevin Passaro, who will be on next week talking with Adrian Clamp, and they will be talking about health. She's with the Asclepian Center for Body-Mind Therapy, so I think you'll find that very interesting. And today we're talking with Dr. Shosh. Her name is Shoshana Bennett. We will be talking about omega-3s, and we're going to talk more about what we started out with, which is postpartum depression, recognizing it, and anything that goes on beyond 2 to 3 weeks is considered postpartum depression in the mom that has to do with mood or blues, feeling poorly, anxiety, poor sleep, etc. So Dr. Shosh, let's talk more about prevention. I thank you for this awareness that you're bringing, because each person out there, even though they themselves may not be involved, I know they know somebody, and it's nice that they'll be able to recognize it.
Thank you for this forum and being able to bring forth good information, because it's programs like these that really make it possible to get that awareness out there. So I thank you as well. And, you know, one of the things that has made me just giggle in glee is to know that postpartum depression for dummies is actually being given as baby shower gifts to the mother-to-be, because so much of it is about prevention. You know?
Great idea.
So let's help her not even go there to begin with. And that just, I cheer every time I hear that, because it's, oh, I'm so glad. I mean, you know, if we can prevent women from suffering to begin with, isn't that great?
That is. I love that idea, and you've just given me an idea.
Very good. So there are a number of keys to prevention. Certainly, I should say that women are at the same risk. The statistics are the same regarding depression in pregnancy as in postpartum depression. So we're talking about 1 in 7, about 15 to 20%. That's a pretty high statistic. So if you're listening to this show, or you know a pregnant person, or someone who's thinking about getting pregnant, just know that she's at the same risk. So there are a lot of myths of pregnancy, you know, that you're going to be that happy, glowing, person, and not necessarily. So some of the keys to prevention certainly are having realistic expectations of motherhood. I mean, throwing out the myths of motherhood, like this is supposed to be the happiest time in my life. You know, when a baby first comes home from the hospital, instead of the truth, which is, this is boot camp, thanks so much. I mean, it's hard enough just becoming a mother. You know, not that one can't have some joy there, and we certainly hope there is, but, you know, most of the happy stuff comes later. You know, I mean, you know, so that's, and also this, you know, breastfeeding should always be easy, and there's only one right way to feed a baby, and, you know, if there are any problems in the marriage, the baby is going to cement the relationship. I mean, there are all kinds of myths that are still out there, and women who are holding on to those myths, you know, such as, if I love my baby enough, I shouldn't need any breaks. You know, things like that. She can really set herself up for some for feelings of inadequacy, like she's not measuring up, and that can feed into a depression that can also cause it. So that I would put number one. Also, sleep. We touched on this earlier. That, you know, we need a few hours of uninterrupted sleep at nighttime to protect the serotonin level in the brain. Chronic sleep deprivation lowers serotonin, which will absolutely affect our moods. And Dana, you were mentioning that earlier, and I couldn't agree more. Sleep deprivation can cause depression. It can also cause any of the other mood or anxiety disorders, and it can be quite serious. So sleep should be considered a medical necessity, not a luxury, including,
it's a treatment.
I should say, especially for mothers.
It's a treatment. I call sleep a nutrient.
Yes.
Because immune cells thrive, the brain thrives, it's
right.
Restorative. There is no substitute.
That's very well put. So, you know, I even saw a card in a card store not too long ago, and I almost dropped over. This card was for new parents. It was supposed to be funny, but it was saying, you know, you just gave birth. Congratulations, you just gave birth to a baby. Get used to not sleeping for 2 years. I mean, it was something like that, and I looked at that going, oh, my goodness. I mean, we are not only accepting this as just a given, but, you know, we're perpetuating that myth that that sleep is a luxury. So, anyway, it's very, very important. Also, daytime sleep does not replace nighttime sleep. So it's very, very important to get a few hours, at least a couple nights a week. And even if a mother is breastfeeding, this can be worked out, and I hope my clients design plans, schedules, so that she knows who's on duty when. Because it should not, the nighttime care should not only be on her shoulders. So that is another prevention. Have a sleep plan. Nutrition, of course, very important how one feeds the brain chemistry. And I know we want to talk about omegas a little bit later, but I do want to mention them now as well, because the mother's body is becoming depleted if she doesn't supplement. Baby is taking what it needs. And, you know, that is one of the theories of what might be causing postpartum depression, even prenatal depression in some women, is a deficiency in omega-3. And certainly nibbling proteins throughout the day to keep the blood sugar even, and staying well hydrated with purified water and other nutrients that we can talk about it later if we have time. Very, very important. Also, support, emotional support. Who does she have to talk to? Who does she have to lean on? Really important to even for just normalizing what's going on. I mean, again, this is tough enough. So she needs people she can really be real with, and doesn't have to feel like she has to pretend that everything is always peachy. You know, when I speak to new mothers groups, I will make sure, do the best I can anyway, to encourage them to be real with each other and not just keep a plastic smile on their face all the time, saying, you know, everything's fine, you know, this is hard stuff. But we as moms don't meet each other in the park and go over to each other and say, did you get a panic attack at 2 a.m. like I did? I mean, we don't talk to each other like that. So it's very important just to be able to lean on folks. Also, getting physical support. Who's going to be on duty a few times a week so that she can nurture herself? You know, place oxygen mask over your own nose and mouth before you're going to be of any help to anyone else. So at least a couple times a week, the mom needs to be away, off duty from house and child or children, just replenishing herself and giving to herself so that she won't be running on empty. Because if she does, it's going to backfire on the rest of her family. And he should be first on her list, not last.
This is most important for the stay-at-home mom who may tend not to have the break. They need to develop some hobbies or friendships, going to lunch, playing tennis, something that gets them away is what you're saying.
Absolutely, Dana. And even, you know, whatever she used to do before her baby came, she still needs to do. Because, or else, you know, it's the grieving of the loss of oneself and thinking that, you know, it's very easy to get lost in the shuffle of everything's about the kid. And that's not how it should be, not if she wants to stay nice and healthy and be the mom she really wants to be. So it's more than just giving yourself permission to take care of yourself, whether that's a manicure, a pedicure, a massage, going to lunch with a friend, some of the things that you mentioned, or something else. For each woman, it might be a different list. It is for her children, for her marriage, for her friends, for the people she loves. That's why she needs to do this. It's for them. Because if she burns out, again, it's going to backfire on her family.
Absolutely. And we've seen tragic examples in the news, and I know I don't have to tell you that. You've certainly had the experience with so many women.
What is hitting the news? I'm glad you mentioned that. Typically, are you talking about moms who have hurt their babies?
Yes.
Yeah. Typically, Dana, I just want your listeners to know that that's not a matter of postpartum depression. It's usually psychosis, which is a very, very different postpartum illness. But most definitely what we're talking about, the burnout, happens so frequently. Postpartum psychosis is not frequent. It's always extremely serious, and that's when the infanticide cases are most typical. But with burnout, with just the usual mommy burnout, you know, it can lead to all kinds of, negative things, neglect and abuse and just snapping, you know, just not acting like you want to act. And then you feel really guilty and it's a terrible cycle. So very important. And the last prevention is exercise. And even if one is already depressed and feeling extremely overwhelmed, and the thought of doing the usual kind of exercise that you used to do feels overwhelming, I'd say start wherever you are. I mean, if that means in your nightie, going out on your porch, you know, getting some sun on you, which is a natural serotonin booster, you know, unpretzeling your arms, standing up straight, breathing, you know, something to oxygenate your brain. That's what we're going for. And then as you recover, you can do a little bit more, which will, again, help the endorphins, the brain chemistry, et cetera.
Those are excellent pieces of advice. And what we'll do is take a brief break and come back and talk about nutrients, including the omega-3s. Listeners, you are honored to be listening to Dr. Shosh, and we've been talking about postpartum depression. We will continue to talk about that and go into the nutrients. You're listening to The Essentials of Healthy Living, and I'm your host, Dana Lake. Please stay with us. We will be right back after this break.
There are trillions of cells in your body. When they are well nourished, they support energy levels, stress response, and all major organ systems. Quality whole foods contain intelligent, bioavailable nutrients. This intelligence cannot be mimicked by isolated fractions of vitamins and minerals alone. Choose a MegaFood Cold Fusion food state or food-based formula and experience the true quality of radiant health. For more information, call 800-848-2542.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and much more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber, immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com, available now through your healthcare professional at Village Green Apothecary. All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health, plus fish oils have been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
CoQ10 is a powerful antioxidant that supports heart function, energy production, immune response, and protects against damage from free radicals. Aging reduces our ability to absorb CoQ10 from our diet, and taking a highly absorbable CoQ10 supplement is key to ensuring optimal levels within the body. So don't just settle for any CoQ10 supplement. Ask specifically for Geroformula's QH Absorb at Village Green Apothecary. Or for more information on QH Absorb, go to Gero.com. That's J-A-R-R-O-W for the best in highly absorbable, bioavailable CoQ10 supplements.
Hello, welcome back to the final segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda. I'm Dana Lake, alternating the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro, and we both try to bring you a wide variety of information about your health and lifestyle. Tune in next week for Kevin. He will be interviewing Dr. Adrian Clamp, and it will be very interesting. I think you'll enjoy it. We have been talking with Dr. Shoshana Bennett, known as Dr. Shosh, and we've really covered, I think, a good amount of mileage here on postpartum depression, both in the symptoms and recognizing those and in the prevention. And we've had a lot of healthy tips, and I'll try to summarize those at the end, but we wanted to talk a little bit about the nutrition. So, Dr. Shosh, what can we tell our listeners about preventing in the way of diet nutrition?
Preventing postpartum depression?
Yes.
Okay. Well, absolutely, whenever possible, even before getting pregnant, one should be paying close attention to nutrition. I happen to be a believer in cleansing, but we won't get into that quite yet. But I am that if anybody's interested, you can certainly contact me and I can tell you specifically what I recommend. But regarding nutrition, very, very important to nibble high quality protein throughout the day. Vegetarians can certainly find ways to do it as well. But if you eat meat, eating chicken and turkey, those have tryptophan in it. Tryptophan is a precursor, we say, to serotonin. And as we know, serotonin is one of the most important neurotransmitters, brain chemicals, in charge of regulating mood. So nibbling 2 to 3 hours, every 2 to 3 hours, can help keep the blood sugar nice and stable, which can also keep the moods more stable.
And you know, this is exactly the recommendations we give during pregnancy.
Yes.
So it's something to continue.
Absolutely. This is just good eating.
Yes.
In general. So you can do this before pregnancy, during pregnancy, after pregnancy. It's just a good thing to do. And when I say nibble, I really mean nibble. I don't mean you have to sit down, you know, 5-6 times a day to a meal. But, you know, having some very easily grabbable foods like, you know, some hard-boiled eggs or chicken salad or tuna fish, you can grab a couple spoonfuls, put it on a whole wheat cracker, you're good. So also staying very well hydrated. It's very interesting because sometimes when women first contact me, they are taking anti-anxiety medications, and often when I ask them, so how much water are you drinking? They say, well, not very much. And I'll ask them how many glasses, and it's way below really what they should be doing. And they're shaky and they're irritable, and sometimes they're feeling anxious. All we do sometimes is just to increase their water intake, and often they don't need to go for more anti-anxiety. And again, I'm not giving medical advice here. Sometimes the anti-anxiety medications are absolutely necessary, but often that's what they need to do. They increase their water. Also, the fruits and vegetables and also the dark leafy greens, especially the dark leafy greens, very, very good for the vitamins necessary. And
they're also great sources of magnesium, which
yep.
is such a natural calmative. It not only prevents early labor, it does help with these depressions.
You bet it does. It's a natural stress buster. You know, calcium
good
and
way.
Magnesium are fabulous for stress busting. And also the vitamin C. It also tends to bust stress. So, for all of those reasons, really important. And again, I had started to mention the omega-3. I can't stress that enough. If I were going to pick one supplement, you know, if you're thinking, I don't want to swallow anything else, I'm already taking a multivitamin, which hopefully you are, and certainly during pregnancy, one should be taking a very, very good prenatal, I'd say take an omega-3. And much of the research we have now, and we certainly have quite a bit, is it has really drawn a very, very obvious connection between low omega-3 and depression. Unfortunately, many pregnant women are not eating a lot of fish. They're worried about mercury, they're just, you know, scared, or they don't like the fish. That is unfortunate, but again, unless somebody is eating a can of sardines on a daily basis, which most of us don't do anyway, you really do need to supplement. And in the research, pregnant women are taking around 3,000 milligrams of omega-3 with a DHA and the EPA, and very important to take a high-quality omega-3 so that you don't need to worry about toxins. I can certainly mention the brand I take, but whether you use my brand the brand that I use or not, make sure that you are taking something that has been manufactured in a stellar way. You don't just want to go to your superstore and get a humongous bottle of something.
Nordic Naturals. Nordic Naturals does such a beautiful job of this.
And I'm glad you mentioned it. Yeah, absolutely. I am a Nordic Naturals fan. I've been taking Nordic Naturals for many years. I'm not a spokesperson for the company, but I'm happy to spread its name wherever I go, because I know what kind of manufacturing they do and what kinds of things they're looking for, and it's just excellent. And now that we're on that subject, the pro DHA or the prenatal DHA for pregnant women is, that is just perfect, but you can take any of them during pregnancy and be really well taken care of. Let's see, what else?
The vitamin D, you know,
yes.
What I like about Nordic Naturals, one of the products is it has vitamin D
with it,
the ultimate omega
D3. That's right.
And what the new research is showing, that vitamin D is as critical to a healthy developing baby as folic acid.
That's right. Oh, and you mentioned that the other one, folic acid.
Yes.
Very good. Well, folic acid is going to be in the prenatal, but if you're not, I do also want to say that low folate levels has also been associated with depression. So here the folic acid was added for physiological reasons for the baby, to prevent neural tube defects, but we also know that folate is extremely important for mental health.
And if mom has depleted her supplies because baby has taken what baby needs, then mom is more subject to a depression.
Exactly right. And with omega-3, the baby is taking from the mother's body the omega-3 for cardiovascular development, for brain development, and many, many other things. So extremely important that mom is taking a supplement. There's no way you can really have enough. Well, there is a way, I guess, to have enough fish, but you'd be eating fish all day.
And you mentioned sardines, and I want to say what a great pick. They are the least contaminated, healthiest fish to consume.
That's it. Yeah. Well, again, I've been a health nut for many years, so so this is my, I have a personal, reason to do all this research that I have for many years, long before I went into this profession. So it segues beautifully. So that's really what I would suggest with the fruits and vegetables, the dark leafy greens, the teas, the black tea, green tea, white tea with the flavonoids, can be really good for stress busting. The fruits and berries, as we said, for vitamin C, busting stress, even nuts and seeds. Having some almonds by your desk if you're working, or just having easily easily grabbable foods, black beans, avocado has folate in it.
Yes.
I mean, there are many natural things. You don't have to be, some of these things are just so simple.
Yes. And I would also like to plug for the protein and also for taking during pregnancy eggs. The yolk is so beneficial. And
yes.
It's certainly beneficial for development of the baby's brain. And it doesn't cause cardiovascular disease. So, listeners, you've heard this before.
Yep.
I'm going to reiterate it. Eggs are a functional food. They
yep.
are good for you.
Yes, and the chromium in the eggs can also, again, help with mental health as well.
Good, good. Well, do we have a few more tidbits?
Well, again, if one is already feeling low, and feeling overwhelmed. And overwhelm is a symptom of low serotonin. It can feel complicated. You know, everything feels difficult when we're already starting to feel depressed. And I just wanted to give a boost to anyone who might be in that position or to, you know, nutrition, very, very important, only one piece of that comprehensive wellness strategy. But if you start taking just some simple steps, start with some simple diet changes, nutrition changes, sometimes the clarity of thought will return and the energy level can be better so that you can take the other steps you need to take.
Yes,
you know,
sort of starts
it. Put the pieces
it.
Of the puzzle together for yourself and get that comprehensive plan.
Yes, it's a jump start. Well, I
exactly.
want to thank you, Dr. Shosh, and remind our listeners that you're an author of two very interesting books, Postpartum Depression for Dummies, A Great Shower Gift, and Beyond the Blues, Understanding and Treating Prenatal and Postpartum Depression.
And my newest one, actually, is Pregnant on Prozac, which you might not have
Excellent.
Known about. Pregnant on Prozac came out not too long ago, and it outlines what women who know they're high risk for depression can do before pregnancy, during pregnancy, all the natural and alternative treatments and preventions to depression and other mood and anxiety disorders. It also outlines what we know to date regarding safety of psychiatric meds.
Well, thank you very much, and we hope to have you back on the show.
Anytime. Thank you very much.
Okay. Well, listeners, I hope you got a lot of information. Remember that what's good prior to pregnancy is good during pregnancy and good after pregnancy. A healthy lifestyle, good diet, and wise supplements. Thank you for listening and joining us. Remember to tune in every Thursday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. for the Essentials of Healthy Living, brought to you by Village Green. And I'm reminding you, go green with Village Green. Remember, it's not the number of breaths you take, it's the moments that take your breath away. May your days be filled with breathtaking moments. This is Dana Lake in Village Green, wishing each and every one of you good health and a really great day.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenetics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
At Village Green Apothecary, they've created a unique free program called the Essentials of Healthy Living, or EHL for short. EHL helps you develop a customized plan to take the guesswork out of which supplements you need. Visit their Bethesda location at 5415 West Cedar Lane and check out their easy-to-use EHL display. You can get free information cards about your health needs, from chronic ailments to heart health, allergies, or dietary issues. You'll find EHL information...
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenetics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
A bright future starts with a healthy lifestyle.
Pinocchio!
And the food pyramid will help you find the right balance of everything you and your child need. Grains, vegetables, fruits, oils, milk, and meats and beans.
Nothing can stop me now.
Just eat right, be active, and make it balanced.
Attaboy, Pinocchio.
Visit MyPyramid.gov to learn more. That's MyPyramid.gov. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Agriculture and the Ad Council.
WIP. Some Washington students are tackling more than just their schoolwork, which is why 23% of them aren't graduating. But with a boost from you, 100% of them will have a better chance to make it to graduation. Go to boostup.org to find out how to give the high school students in your community the boost they need to make it through. Brought to you by the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
The station that makes sense. This is 1260.
WWRC, Washington.